he's a great movie. And Lynn would work game well. Lynn is kind of a man that I like. He's a kind of a guy. Right. He's tough and strong and he commands and can keep everybody together. It occurs to me also I'm going to have to rely some more on Ash than I am. You know what I mean? Ash is a good man. Jason, I agree. Yes,
we apparently can't find out if they can.
I just wonder if that would be good before we meet with our lighters.
Yes.
And if we have nowhere, and then we kind of that first.
Still stay ahead of the other.
the White House is going to be badly hurt. And I think this is true, although maybe I'm not being objective. I think the president is going to be badly hurt by our stepping out.
I agree. Well, the president's been badly hurt.
Well, I'm not sure yet. See, we're overreacting to a lot of that. I still will say there's... You look at what's here now, you've been badly hurt by some people that have badly served you. What you got to decide is where the line is drawn and who badly served you and who didn't. If I step out, my position has got to be, and I've got a very good public case for it, that you and I, and then I'll transfer it to me, were badly served by a number of people. I'm not sure yet even who they all are.
Sure.
And as I said to Henry, I can't tell you.
Henry,
I can't tell you, John.
Yes, I think that's the main. And Magruder really, not as much as Mitchell and Dean.
It was the principles that you were better served on. Wasn't Magruder. Magruder was doing what people pressured him into doing.
But I suppose, you know. We were all sitting there, and there was a campaign. We said, what the hell else do we do? I guess we all sort of said, wow, Christ, that's it.
Yes, but the point is, through all of that, I did not know, and you did not know, and I don't know today, and I don't believe you do, really, what happened in the Watergate case.
No.
I would not be willing to write out a scenario and say, I know this is the case.
I wouldn't either.
Because I don't know.
Well, that's kind of the question I went around and around again. And the report I gave you starts out saying, I'm not sure, but this is my conclusion based on 3 weeks of intensive interrogation of 15 people.
I have an opinion now. I had an opinion back at the beginning, but in the position I was in, I don't feel I'm entitled to do anything as a result of an opinion. I can't act.
Query.
Responsibly unless I know what it's supposed to be.
I don't know where Colson is yet,
and I think that remains to be seen.
Colson's trying to stay very close to you. He's doing his best. And he's calling every day, and he wants to come over and see me today, and so on and so forth.
He mustn't talk to me.
Right. But, I mean, he's trying to make his interests coincide.
Yeah.
Interesting thing that you should remember that I forgot and dredged up in my records last night. Richard Kleindienst was in Los Angeles when we got to San Clemente this last trip. And we had him come down, and he had a private meeting with you in San Clemente on about the 31st of March. We flew out the 30th. He came down early the morning of the 31st before he went to New York.
Met with us
for an hour or so. I informed him that you had by letter appointed me to get into this, and the dean was out of it.
Right.
We discussed a lot of the ramifications. He then went and had a private conversation with you. Remember, I sat outside in case you needed. And so that ought to be added into the mix in terms of the whole sequence of events.
But I told him.
It shows that you were on top of it on the 31st of March.
Yep.
And that he was informed of the White House effort back in the 31st of March. That's something that I had neglected to put on my calendar until last night.
You know,
the circumstances will be. If I had to bet on Peterson scenario right now, that McGregor would go in open court and name us, I would take odds he won't. Now, that may be born of a forlorn hope, but it's an odd
position. Today, and his lawyers are probably jumping up and down.
Sure they are. Sure they are. But that's begging trouble again. We don't know what the circumstance of Dean's return blast will be, if there is one, or whether we're going to be hurt by it. I hate to be in a position of hanging on here.
Say the president said that all of them are willing to resign. Those are all something. Just let me make a case in point that maybe is relevant, but it is to me. I think we made a serious mistake in forcing Chapin to resign on the assumption that we had to get him out so that he wouldn't be forced out later. We jumped ahead of the facts, and we jumped wrong. And we lost a good man in the process. We hurt a guy badly in the process, and served no useful purpose as it now develops. Whether he was here or there wouldn't have made the least bit of difference now. I just, naturally my own interest is at stake in the next step, but I think from the presidency's interest, you have a question whether it is better served by our getting out or staying in.
Look, you have to be
thought pretty quick.
You have
to think we know it today.
You have to be totally comfortable with our say.
No, I'm comfortable.
Otherwise, it would never work.
No, frankly, when I'm doing reviews, I'm exploring the PR aspects.
I'm sure.
I'm comfortable.
Sure.
So,
well,
otherwise, why the hell would you think I took Garment's advice?
Well, I understand.
You know, I understand.
But I just want to
just a flip record here. I'm comfortable.
I just want to say it again.
What I understand is that both of you are dead good on the PR side. And I just want you to think of the PR side in terms of yourselves and in terms of us, but also in terms of...
Well, there is an intangible ingredient here called, quote, the president's confidence, unquote.
Right.
Which Ziegler goes out and spends occasionally when he says the president backs Pat Gray on a hill.
Right.
When you do that, you pump adrenaline into Pat Gray's future up there just through the fact that you're having said that. There are other ways that you do that. And that's by not doing things. And to the extent that that pumps adrenaline in with my viability or my reputation or my ability to cope with a problem, it's obviously to my interest.
Right.
And so that's something that I would hope would be spent very sparingly. That in other words, we'd be very slow in just tossing that away.
Yeah.
That's why I say, I think we ought to wait and see what develops here.
All right.
See what Peterson says to you this morning. See if our lawyers can find out and then match them up. I suspect our lawyers will hear one thing and you'll hear another.
That's my prediction. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's the... personal family or my official family. So the problem I had was basically, you know, we were sitting around here yesterday and talking about the economy. Henry, we have today talking about the bomb South Vietnam again. And in addition, Timmons will be in saying, what can I call Eddie Aero? But the wear effect of that is enormous. It's enormous. And it may be destructive. It may be fatal. I think you should be aware of that. And so I was not really kidding about that. And I don't know what can happen. The second point is that I wonder if this whole thing, whether you stay or not, is not so destructive that our ability to govern will be totally destroyed. That's really Henry's point.
I think that depends on how you handle yourself in the next 2 months. If you could take occasions to separate yourself from this, take occasions to condemn the wrongdoers in a way, not probably, but if you communicate your sentiments in some way or other to backgrounders or otherwise, I think you can come through this rough water very nicely. Certainly.
But you're going to say, absolutely. I don't think it's even remotely approaches me fatal. I think it's just one more matter of being ready to rush. You've got to hang through it and rise above it as you do it. And I understand your point. You can only do so many at the risk of running up so much in you. Five minutes. Would make any difference.
Dresden had an interesting article on Mitchell yesterday where he said that. So did Barfoot.
Right.
Yeah. What they said. They said that they don't understand why Mitchell doesn't come forward to take responsibility for this. But I think if I could say so, that if you will spend a week in Florida and not take calls and just delegate to Ash, Schultz, Kelly, and Brad, the country of the week, and just get the hell out of there, and take a lid off, and don't read the papers, and don't read the
papers. Don't worry,
just really, you would be inclined to, D.B. will say, he's the wire, they did this and that today.
D.B. doesn't do.
Okay, great, Doc. But if you could just detach yourself for a week, and then come back from the mountain, so to speak, with a fresh perspective on this, and sit in the sun, and listen to some good music, and see some shows, and just take a week off, I just think you'll come back with an entirely different view of this. That's the best advice you've gotten in
month.
Thank you.
Well, you lay out the picture you're talking about. The way you're talking now, the viewpoint you're taking, is the only problem in this that isn't insurmountable.
You're in a lot better in my mind right now, Frank.
For a damn good reason.
No.
Well, I'm not sure it's too much.
No, you're not. I think we're too little to your frame of mind, and it shows to us. And that's something that's been concerning us.
And you will show it as time goes on. We're also students of your public presentation. And you do a damn good job to a point. But nobody, you can only go get to a certain point in
that's right.
And these people out here watch you very carefully. And they should be given no opportunity to watch you for a while. And you ought to go through this. You pull away other times when you run into a problem, and you're in one now. The way you've dealt with them and dealt with them well is to get out of them. And out of the doing of them for a time and work them over yourself. And then come out of that. In the process of that, you may, first place, we're assuming a set of events that we don't know is going to take place. We've got to be prepared for the worst of them, but we don't have to, we aren't assured of the worst of them yet. before you announce the bomb.
That's right.
Because if you don't, you will bomb and the Soviets will cancel the summit and you will look bad in world opinion. I argue strongly in that discussion that that's ridiculous. You don't know what the Soviets will do. All you know is that they might cancel it.
So,
and that it's worth taking the chance that they might not and still have the summit, because the best thing that could happen is to bomb and have the summit.
Thank God.
And you basically agreed with that, but Henry totally didn't, and you were listening to both views. Then we trotted over to Connally's. And there I argued the other side.
At my suggestion.
Right. But Connally strongly took my position. And out of that, Henry became convinced that you could go the other way. And then you did go the other way, and it worked. My point is, until you know something, a course of events is going to run, you can make the worst of all possible decisions based on the fact that the worst will happen, and find that you cut off options you don't need to cut off.
December 18th. Of course, was another case in point. We were for a week at Camp David, battered, and I had that poor General Lincoln, not Lincoln, the correct name, Colonel Kennedy up there, and I was on the phone with Hague, and on all that sort of thing, and we avoided a terrible mistake. Henry was insisting that I had to go on television to announce the resumption of bombing in North Vietnam. Insisted. He was so suspicious of cancer, and I wouldn't do it. And incidentally, most people thought incidentally, for 10 days while we were bombing, it looked like Henry was right. And then all of a sudden, he was wrong.
And Henry was doing it on the basis of a premise, which is that you have to sell the American people on doing this in order to be able to do it.
Well, he was right, he lost.
Well, it was American to his argument. It was American to his Soviet argument. Yeah. There was a damn good chance they would cancel the summit.
Coming to this one, I suppose that the strongest argument that can be made for that, the other point of view, is what John calls the let it all hang out theory. And they say, well, she lives, the president must be like Caesar's wife, and there ain't going to be anybody around here that this son of a bitch thing is going to touch. Well, it's hard to find anybody that would touch. Maybe they asked Rose about betting money for these people.
Well, I think.
It's already goddamn hard to find people that
touch. Right now, you've got to consolidate your gains. You gained the other day by going out
there.
Yeah,
right.
Because everybody says there's no fair favor for this man, and he's determined.
Yeah, of course, even the Washington Post is right to the charges.
Now, if you can get out the chronology of how you got into this and come rooted in
that, only man who can get that out of the John.
Correct.
That's right. And I think you better do it. Whatever we do. The only man who can get out, the only problem you've got there is what we do with regard to John Dean, and I think maybe John Dean's going to do it anyway.
That's fine too.
He will do it anyway or he won't do it anyway. There are powerful forces that weigh against his doing it, so it's a good possibility he won't.
The most powerful force that weighs against his doing it is if he doesn't get immunity and has to look for an amnesty.
And Peterson is the linchpin in that.
That's the most powerful personal factor.
Now, today is what, Thursday? Do you want this in the news magazine cycle?
Sure.
Because I can have the two news magazines in. Or I can have U.S. News in.
No, U.S. News won't do it.
I wondered if you wanted it again.
Well,
I don't think you need it yet. You need it later.
All right.
You're on top now.
No,
you're on top now.
Let it.
You got, what equity you got? Run out as carefully as you can. You spent a big chunk when you went out to the press room the other day, and it bought you a lot, and you're still getting the payoff.
You know, I bought us up because they saw us on the sword, the blood ran out.
Well, not totally. That sells papers. But, because again, I think you're
not really folks.
You are in a rock frame of mind on this. You are looking at
we're ready to figure it out.
I'm very confident that the right thing's going to turn out. and concerned about your general mental approach to this, frankly.
It's too pessimistic.
And I think as you're reading things, you know a lot of stuff that the world doesn't know, first of all, and some of it the world will never know. Some of it the world will. You don't know what it will be. But you're in control. You're in control of a lot of some of it. I'm like, yes, sir, I think you are. And you've got a damn good record. And when that record comes out, you will be seen to have been gulled in the first instance and badly served, and people will be very sympathetic. They want to believe that. And secondly, you will be seen to have moved ahead in the tradition of the young Richard Nixon as soon as you had a blip that something wasn't right. And you made the right moves, as it turns out, and are approximately responsible for the uncovering of this thing. And they will never...
Well, I agree. The basic interface, I think our talking, everybody finally triggered.
No question.
Who did it trigger? What really did it trigger?
I guess it can be argued that it did, because a jungle telegraph all over this town was saying that I was talking to people.
And
the jig was up. And that
right.
You were
going to get to the bottom.
You were determined to open her all up.
No.
The good guy, I would work into the PR on this, and this will sound odd to you, but I think there's something to it. It's Judge Sirica.
No question.
And I would make him a good guy.
Yep.
I would say, this is a man who didn't believe this shit that was showed me.
Well, as a matter of fact, we can even make a point out of the fact that we were trying during this period too to work out a deal with the Senate.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Urban will be the first to say that I was fair and above board and open with it, and that Howard will say the same thing. So that your record there is impeccable. Now, it may be that what we'll want to do is just put out my verbatim notes of the whole thing. I don't know. But the point here is, Dean coming in and saying, on March 21st, I told the president there was a cancer on the presidency, and that's what turned him on. Hey, you'll be able to show, as a matter of record, that you were on this thing weeks before that. And that he'd been sent to...
But we were constantly asking Dean, we were going to this MIT Jesus crisis. What about Mitchell? What about Hall? Well,
and you were being had by
Dean. Dean said, well, this fellow isn't, I don't think this works, and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And the story gave us here that Idaho was trying to frankly, let's face it, he's the president was trying to frame this thing in a way that we didn't get wrong.
Well, you were, look, as I said, now
it worked that way.
You had 4 or 5 meetings for this stuff, all in a series of days. And you were saying all kinds of things to him.
You met with a total of 12 hours.
And when you got done with that, you say to yourself, this is a dish that doesn't ring true. This guy is not the fellow that I should rely on.
I was mission investigator and I
owe the rules for it.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, have a nice day.
Thank you.
You too.
What time, Bob, do you think we should go tomorrow?
1 o'clock.
Huh?
1 o'clock. Oh, there. Whenever you finish.
What do we have? Okay, I'll see you later. That's all comes in.